The next gubernatorial election is more than a year away, but Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo is already kicking off what looks like a campaign. According to an internal email, the governor is set to celebrate her 1,000th day in office on October 2nd. She's planning a campaign-style blitz. The memo, obtained by the Providence Journal, says the governor plans to travel from Westerly to Woonsocket and wants every cabinet member to plan at least one event to highlight her administration's accomplishments. The list includes a lower unemployment rate and pet programs such as fixing roads and bridges and giving students more access to computer science. Then there are those big blue roadwork signs that hype the progress of highway projects across the state. They feature the governor's name emblazoned across the bottom. This was too much for even the Federal Highway Administration, which pays the bills for most of the state's surface transportation. It turns out that federal regulations bar such promotion of public officials at taxpayer expense. Welcome to the permanent campaign. There was a time when there was a clear boundary between campaigns for office and governing. When the campaign was over, public officials settled into their jobs and didn't actively begin campaigning until, say, 6 months or so before an election. Incumbents often held off making formal re-election announcements so they could maintain that they were focused on their jobs and couldn't or wouldn't get involved in the boastful thrust and parry of electioneering unless it was close to an election. Besides, it gave incumbents an excuse from answering partisan rhetoric from opponents. They just said, "I'm too busy serving the people to waste time on political posturing." Nowadays, that border is like a line in the sand, drawn at low tide. Everything is parsed every minute by a 24/7 news cycle sired by the internet and cable news outlets. On cable news, it's often hard to tell who's more partisan, the news honchos or the pals. Brown University political science professor Wendy Schiller traces the permanent campaign style to the 1990s when Republicans in the U.S. House, led by Newt Gingrich, used every opportunity, even during congressional sessions, to get on cable television and launch partisan salvos. Raimondo says she's only trying to combat what she sees as the negativity that suffuses Rhode Islanders. You can decide whether that's disingenuous. Republicans, of course, have blasted Democrat Raimondo for use of state officials to tout her accomplishments. Perhaps the only mistake she made was tactical. You can argue that her communications director, Mike Rea, broke the old Boston political adage, often a tribute to a long-forgotten ward healer named Martin Lomansi. It goes like this: if you can wink without saying it, wink. If you can say it without writing it down, say it. Rea put it in an email that got leaked to the media. Lomansi, of course, died long before digital communication. Raimondo has recently taken a stand on a tough issue, immigration. She and a number of nonprofit groups have raised money to cover the renewal fees for Ocean State residents who are eligible to renew their Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals status. These are immigrants who were brought to the United States unlawfully by their parents, often as toddlers. They're now threatened with deportation by President Donald Trump. Raimondo has also allowed these folks to get free tuition at the Community College of Rhode Island. She's called Trump's threat to deport them cruel and unusual. Alan Fung, Cranston's Republican mayor, lost to Raimondo in 2014. Fung, too, supports DACA, says his spokesman. The mayor's asking the city council to approve a resolution backing up his stance. Sometimes good policy translates to good politics. Let's hope the next election focuses on substantive issues like this rather than road signs.